I was just listening to this the other day in the car.
I played this in jazz band years and years and years.
But I said, you know what? I need to ask the Count of Monte Disco to put this in the lineup.
Really?
And I didn't even have to ask you. You were there.
Step one.
That is so cool that you and I are that synced. Oh, man. That is, well, no, I don't know if that's cool. Cool is not the right word.
Right, right. Yeah.
That is a little bit weird.
Sad, maybe? I don't know.
Scary. Hey, listen, welcome back to the show for caregivers, about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. If you are taking care of a vulnerable loved one and you feel like you're pulling your hair out, if you're struggling, if you're weary, if you're tired, if you're frustrated, if you're angry, if you're fearful, you're in the right place. This is the show for you. Well, we talk about things that are related to keeping you strong, helping you, equipping you, encouraging you, and even sometimes making you laugh. And if the Count of Monte Disco is on his game, which he is documented 99.9% of the time, then you will dance as well.
Make sure I get some coffee beforehand. Even I don't care if it's the afternoon.
Actually, I saw him in the booth, and he had several cups lined up. I mean, he just kind of goes through them. By the end of the show, we're going to have him tied
down. Oh, it's good stuff, man.
Well, listen, since he made the coffee, I'm very grateful for it. Real quick, I want to tell you a little bit of something. How old is Kerrigan, your daughter?
Kerrigan is 7 years old.
7 years old. I had several years back in our work in West Africa, we do prosthetic limbs for amputees at Standing With Hope. That's the company that's presenting sponsor of the show. My wife and I founded this after she gave up her legs as an outreach to her fellow amputees, and we work with the government of Ghana to teach and equip local workers in West Africa how to build and maintain legs for their own people. It's a really cool ministry, and you ought to check it out at Standing With Hope. But I want to tell you something that happened this week. 5 or 6 years ago, a little girl that was about Kerrigan's age now came into the clinic, and she was it was so bad what she was walking on. What had happened is she had a scorpion bite on her foot.
Ooh.
And they amputated her foot from a scorpion bite.
Okay. I'm assuming you mean sting.
A sting. I mean, I'm sorry.
Gosh, yes. I was confused for a second, but that's okay.
I'm confused for more than a second. Sorry, I'm two different time zones right now. But she got stung by a scorpion, and it got infected, and they amputated her foot. But they did not amputate the whole foot. They amputated everything but the heel. Now, that's what you call a Symes amputation.
Okay.
And what that means is, and they that you can actually bear weight on the heel.
Okay.
Which
so
is
this,
not
this
a,
is this is not an unconventional thing.
No, but okay. It's not a necessarily a good thing if you want to have high performing prosthetics.
Okay.
Now the problem is, this little girl was outgrowing the leg that they'd made her. This is long before Standing With Hope ever showed up. When we showed up in Ghana, she was one of our first patients. And this little girl came in, her leg no longer fit all the way to the bottom of the socket of the prosthetic limb that somebody had made for her.
Right.
And so it was pushing her leg out, and she was kind of crab walking in on this thing that was so dangerous. It could have easily just snapped her leg in two. I mean, it was really dangerous. Precious little girl. And one of our prosthetists that we take over there, we recruit these guys to go from guys and gals from all over the country to go with us. And they were working with her, and they instructed the guys on how to make this there in Ghana themselves, and they supervised and made the leg for this little girl, and it fit perfectly. Well, she's still growing. And we've made legs for her now for these last several years. And
oh, right
she's watching
on.
Her grow. Well, last week, her foot broke. She fell with her. She's out doing something with her family. She's like about 13 or 14 now, and she fell, and the foot broke. And so she came to the clinic, and our technicians there gave her a new foot, fitted her back up. She's ready to go. Boom, she's out the door, and she's walking again. And that's what we do at Standing With Hope. See, it's not enough to just put a leg on somebody. You got to take care of the lifetime needs of this person. They're going to have all kinds of things going on. And because we've been able to have that infrastructure at Standing With Hope, because we've got lots and lots and lots of feet there through our recycled limbs program that we do, we collect used limbs from all around the country, and we can recycle the feet, the knees, the pylons, the screws, the adapters. We call that Operation Footloose. They go to a local prison here in Tennessee where the inmates will volunteer to disassemble, and we ship all these things over there so that when things like this happen with our patients, that they're not just left without a leg to stand on, literally. That was kind of funny, wasn't it, Josh?
That's a joke, son, a joke.
That's a joke, son. I tell you, look, keep your eye on the eyeball, son, eyeball. Get it, son? It's a joke, son. I love me some foghorn. So that's what we do at Standing With Hope, and I'm asking for you to get involved with that. What a great thing to do. What a great thing to do is to put a leg on the little Dorcases that are out there, because she's such a precious girl. And think about the disadvantage of a little 7-year-old girl. Now, you got your daughter. Now, think about having to be that age and be disabled in a developing country.
Yeah, I'm not really going there.
That's just heartbreaking, and that's what's happening. We can fix that problem.
Yeah.
And we did for Dorcas. She can walk. She can run. She can go to school. She can do all these things.
And she can be active enough to break her foot and then get it replaced.
Exactly. And we've done that, and we've done it for 10 years now. It's 10 years starting this month. And I'm inviting you, encouraging you, and pleading with you. Get involved with this. Go out and take a look at standingwithhope.com. You will love this. You could sponsor a leg for somebody like Dorcas for $30 a month. I mean, we're talking just chump change here. And I'm asking you to help us do it and let us help us do more. So go out there, standingwithhope.com. Listen, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. I've got a lot of things to talk about with you. And if you want to be on the show, 615-737-9522. 615-737-9522. This is Peter Rosenberger.
Peter Rosenberger, of whom both George Bushes once said, who? Who?